Glory to God. Lift up your hands this morning in expectation of what God is about to do for you and give Him thanks. Let's give Him praise and give Him glory, honor and adoration, magnify and exalt Him. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified, be thou glorified. Thank you and thank you, Jesus. Jesus, whose marvelous name we have given thanks. Amen. The choir is going to sing that song one more time. But I want you to pay attention to something. Pay attention, if you can display very quickly the first verse, the first I'm connected to this world through our senses. Now take note. It says we are connected to this world through our senses, but what's tangible and easy to comprehend? Our senses will always pick what is sensible, what is tangible, what you see, what you taste, what you hear. But to say something, if you need settlement or if you need a change of story, it says, however, let me say that very carefully. There are days when it seems we are going nowhere. He says, don't trust your senses because they will mislead you. Trust your faith to show you the truth. How many understand that now? Trust your faith. You see, when choir sings, pay attention. They are not coming here to show off. It is to speak to somebody's life. He says, your faith to show you the truth. And when the truth comes, what happens? It results in change of level. Somebody's level will change. Yeah. Take that part again.
We're connected to this world through our senses, by what's tangible and easy to comprehend. There are days when it seems we're going nowhere fast. Trust your faith to show you the truth. My status is changing, there's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Choir, can you help me sing my status?
My status is changing,
no more,
there's no more decline.
Now we sing, we're connected to this world through our senses.
By what's tangible and easy to comprehend.
There are days
when it seems we're going nowhere.
Trust your faith to show you the truth.
There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. My status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days.
My status is changed. There's no more.
Go down again. Amen. From today, you are only going up.
Amen.
Where those who have looked down on you will find you again is they will be looking up to you.
Amen.
You are settled in this service.
Amen.
You are settled in this service.
Amen.
You are settled in this service.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Even if you decide to go home now, it's okay. Put your hands together for the Lord. Congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Say to your neighbor, it's a new day for you. Say to the other neighbor, it's your day of testimonies. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask to speak to us again and let your name be glorified. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we pray. Teaching series, Uncovering the Root of the Faith That Works, at 3B. Uncovering the root of the faith that works. Simply means that there is faith that works and there is faith that does not work. But to understand the faith that works, we need to get to the root. That means we need to get to the source of the faith that works. Why is my faith not working? What will make my faith work? Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. CJB translation of that scripture says, trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about the things we do not see. We don't see them physically yet, but yet we have seen them afar. And because we have seen them from afar is the reason why we are expectant. The reason we are expectant is because we have seen them. What we have seen in the realm of the spirit is what is permitted to be handed over to us in the physical. We have seen in the realm of the spirit. CEV translation, it says, faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. So faith makes us sure of what we hope for. And then what it also gives us proof of what we cannot see. Now, very, very importantly, we have seen it in the realm of the spirit. Please, somebody take note of this. We have seen it in the realm of the spirit, and faith gives us the proof that we have seen it. Faith gives us the proof that you have seen it. That proof makes us sure we will have what we have seen, but which some people think that we have not seen. That proof makes us sure we will have what we have not seen, but have seen. Again, the proof leads us into action as confirmation of our hope. If we have hope and if we have seen, then everything we will be doing is towards what we have seen in order for it to land. We have seen it in the realm of the spirit. It's the reason why we are taking action. We have seen it in the realm of the spirit, that we have seen it has given us hope, and because we have hope, we are moving towards what we have seen. That is works. That's why Jesus said, show me your works by your faith, and I will show you my work by my faith. He said in 1 John 5:4, in James 2:26, he says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, he says, so faith without works is dead. Acting towards what we have not seen but hope for is proof of our faith. Oh, you don't have a womb, but I saw it in scriptures that I cannot be barren. So what they see is the reason why we are moving. What are we moving to do? I'm buying baby clothes. What am I moving to do? I'm putting baby on board of my car. Everything I'm doing is as a result of what I have seen that may be contrary to what somebody says is happening. Glory to the name of the Lord. John 10:37, Jesus speaking by himself. If I do not the works of my Father. In other words, if you don't see proofs, then believe not. The proof of our faith is that there will be proofs. If there are no proofs, it simply means that we are not there yet. You know, where we are in any area where we are struggling is the area where our faith is not full yet. When faith comes, it delivers victory. Faith, when it is full, delivers victory. 1 John 5:4, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith is the weapon that stops the enemy and brings our testimony. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Ephesians 6:16. Now, this morning, let's take a look at what faith is. What is faith? Let's take a look at two or three of definitions of faith. What is faith? Faith is being fully persuaded of the truth while disregarding what is happening. Faith is being fully persuaded of the truth while disregarding what is happening. Faith renders prevailing circumstances irrelevant. Faith renders prevailing circumstances irrelevant. In other words, prevailing circumstances are irrelevant because they are temporal. Faith does not look at the temporal. Faith is persuaded by the truth that is written. 2 Corinthians 4:17 to 18. It says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Faith does not consider what is happening. Faith considers what is written. What is happening is temporal. What is written is eternal. Abraham, by faith, did not consider what was happening. Abraham, everything was working against Abraham. But Abraham, by faith, refused to consider what was happening. Abraham considered what was written. He said in Romans 4, 17 to 21, "As it is written, as it is written, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations." That was the only thing Abraham saw. "I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God that quickened the dead." What was dead? Abraham's body, dead. Sarah's womb, dead. "And called those things that be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be." And then he said, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body that is now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but when he was about 100 years old. He says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham refused to consider what is happening because what is written supersedes what is happening. Those who consider, you see, this is what faith means. Faith sees the end and laughs through the present. Faith sees the end and laughs through the present. What does that mean? You have a recorded soccer match and you are watching it all over again. You already know the result. They told you the result, 5-3 in your team's favor. But it didn't start like that. By the end of the first half, your team was losing 3-0. Now that you are watching it again, you know the end already because you have pre-recorded it. You are just watching it all over again. And so while you are losing 3-0, you are laughing through the process. Why? You've seen the end. Faith, knowing what is written, laughs through the present because it knows the end. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. So faith sees the end, laughs through the present, doesn't consider what is happening, but focuses on what is written. Number two, what is faith? Faith is a display of confidence in God until our desire is obtained. Faith is a display of confidence in God until our desire is obtained. There are people, if somebody tells them, "I'm going to give you $1,000, just show up in my house." Some people will keep showing up and showing up and showing up, even if that man does not have that money. Why? Because you are putting confidence in man. But there is a God that cannot fail. There is a God that cannot lie. He says, faith is a display of confidence in God until our desire is obtained. In other words, I am not living until you do it because my confidence is in you. I know you can do it. My confidence is not in my certificate. My confidence is not in anything. My confidence is in you. Faith is having confidence that God will do it and God does it. You know why some people, I said in the first service, have still not gotten the type of jobs that they want? Because your confidence is not in God. Your confidence is in your certificate. You know, I went to school, look at all my certificates. And God is saying, if your certificate is your confidence, then let me take my hands off your case. Having the confidence boosted in God by faith. Glory to God. Hebrews 10, 35 to 36. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, after that ye have done the will of God, that ye might receive the promise. That ye might receive the promise. The promise, the confidence, the kind of confidence that Abraham had in God. He said, look, it doesn't matter what is happening in my body. It does not matter what is happening in my system. I have confidence in God. And that's why he said, I'm being fully persuaded. Romans 4:21. I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Quit having confidence in man. Because men will always be men. Man will fail you. He had it at the time he told you. But by the time he said you should come, he doesn't have it again. What he told you was a promise. It was not a what? It was not. It's a promise. I can change my mind. If it's a promise, it was not a sworn verdict. It's a promise. I remember in those days in Kaduna, I've shared it here before. I had this couple that I see on TV, very nice couple. They were teaching on marriage and all, and helping teenagers and youth especially. And then one day, I didn't know we were living on the same street. And then one day I saw the woman and her son walking on the street. And I said, sister so-so-so, I didn't know you live here. I said, yeah, that's my house over there. I said, I love your program. And from today, I'm committing 20,000 per month towards the program. And I was doing it diligently until I got fired. Where will 20,000 come from? When you have gotten fired from work. And so they sent me, they came to my house. The money we haven't seen for this month. I said, because I got fired. I don't have the money. Glory to God. It was a promise, it's not a covenant. It's a promise, and as long as I have the capacity to do it, I keep doing it. If I don't have the capacity, you can't take me nowhere. It was a promise, it was not a covenant. So when I couldn't do it anymore, talk about me to anybody, it doesn't matter. It is what you have that you give. Confidence in God alone. That is faith. They had confidence and faith in me. That is limited. As a matter of fact, I'm so limited. If my job says go, no more 20,000. Look up confidence in God. And if this channel stops, he opens another one. Confidence in God, that is faith. From today, you won't fail again.
Amen.
What is faith? Number three. Faith is the answer to all impossible challenges of life. Faith is the answer to all impossible challenges of life. I didn't say faith is an answer. I said faith is the answer. Faith is a display of confidence in God until our desire is obtained. Impossible challenges are overturned by faith. Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. You come to him for a change of story, you must come by faith. Because by faith, anything can happen. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith is saying there is no impossible situation with God. Whatever lacks human solution has solution with God by faith. Glory to God. Jesus said, Matthew 19:26, he said, with men, this is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Impossible turns to our testimony by faith. Miracle is the, I heard this from God's servant, Bishop Thomas Aremo. He says, a miracle is the turnaround product of an obstacle. If you are saying you want a miracle, it means you are going through an obstacle. A miracle is the turnaround product of an obstacle. I said to them in the first service, what you are going through now, you must go through it if you must have victory. You can't have victory if there is no fight. You see two boxers. He says, I've already won. Where is the punch? Any boxer that must receive the belt must go through the punching process. The punching process, when you come out of it, then you now say you are victorious. You don't sit in your living room and say, I'm now the world boxing champion. It doesn't happen like that. You must enter the ring. You must enter the... What you are going through now is you being in the ring. You may be taking some punches from some places, but it is designed to change your life. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I said they are designed to change your level. Amen. That's why he said everything you are going through is temporal. Why? Because very shortly you will experience a change of story.
Amen.
I said, I see you changing stories.
Amen.
How will you have testimony if there is no story? If there is no test? You say, yeah, I have a testimony. What happened? When you say you want to share your testimony there, the first thing they ask you is, what was the problem? What did you do? What did God do? Well, that means you have a testimony. Something must have happened. Whatever you are going through now, you will be settled here now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Very quickly this morning, let's take a look at characteristics of the faith that works. Characteristics of the faith that works. Number one, prayer and fasting powered faith. Prayer and fasting powered faith. That is the faith that is powered not only by prayer, but also by fasting. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free. It says, and that ye break every yoke. Now, remember, we said the definitions of faith is that I am persuaded and I have confidence in the truth and we disregard what is happening. We also said a display of confidence in God and approaching him to bring it to pass. And we also said pray, having faith that impossible situations can be changed. So what do we do with prayer and fasting? Number one, fasting takes us from the back of the queue to the front. Everybody on the queue is praying. Those who added fasting to it break the queue and come to the front. What are we doing in front? To say, Lord, I believe you. What you have said, I trust in it. What you have spoken, I believe it. Bring it to pass quickly because your name is at stake. Your name is at stake. People are asking me how. Deep people are asking me, why is it not happening for you? Your name is at stake, and I know you can do it, so I'm adding fasting to it to subdue the flesh and let the spirit man be alive. So I can pick whatsoever you are saying to me concerning this matter. Isaiah 58, when they went to pray in verse 6, now look at what happened in verse 8 to 14, as God began to change their story. Then shall thy light break forth. As the morning, your light simply means understanding of the subject matter will come. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. He said, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. He says, then shalt thou call because of fasting. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and then he says, he will step out for you. Here I am. What do you want from me, son? If thou take away in the midst of thee, now go to verse 10. He said, and if thou draw thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, and then thy light shall rise in obscurity, and thy darkness as the noonday. In verse 11, he said, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Then verse 12, it says, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of parts to dwell in. So, it's simply saying, what you couldn't do for generations, what your generations could not do from the beginning, he says, because of your fasting and prayer and your faith in me, I will change people. Not only will I change your story, I will change people's stories that surround you.
Amen.
Ah, your amen is weak.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There are some challenges that some people are going through that will require prayer and fasting. That you need to add fasting to your prayer. He said, Jesus himself speaking, Matthew 17 and verse 21, howbeit, this type goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. He says, what was the first thing? In verse 18, why couldn't we do this, Jesus? He said, because of your unbelief. Number one, because of your unbelief. However, even if you had faith, you needed to add prayer to your fasting to your prayer for this kind of story to change. I see somebody's story changing in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Characteristics of the faith that works. Number two, God confident boosted faith. The faith, like just like we said earlier, the faith that rests on the confidence that we have in God. Not the confidence that we have in man, not confidence that we have in our certificate, but confidence that we have in God. The faith that is boosted on the confidence that we have in God. One time ago, I've shared before, somebody came to me and said, and I'm not joking, he came with all his certificate. He said, Pastor, I don't understand what is going on. Nothing is working. I said, what do you mean? He said, look, I'm an accountant. I graduated, I did this one, I did that one. And as he was saying it, I was just smiling. I did this one, I did that one. He said, now the job I got is a job of $5 per hour or something like that. And then they will be giving us lunch. And they were building a stadium or something at that time in Minnesota. He said, so I said, the first thing I told him, I said, they are even giving you lunch. Nobody's giving me lunch. You should thank God for that one. Nobody's giving me lunch. They are even giving you free lunch. So every day you go there, you're just eating free lunch. And I just wanted him to smile a little bit and see some reasons. You see, if your confidence is in all these papers that you are carrying around, you can't get a job. Thank God first that you even have a $5 job. There are those who want the $5 job that don't have it. Give God thanks first that you have a $5 job, and then the one you need will come to you. God boosted, God-confident, boosted faith. Not in what is written, not in what is happening, but in what is written. Numbers 13, the Bible tells us about 12 people that were sent to spy the land. And then they said, yes, when they came back, and they told him, and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us. Surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. And we have proof of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak. Okay, so if the cities be fenced and the people are great, this fruit that you brought, where did you get it from? The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And then they said, and Caleb stilled the people. Oh, yeah, what you've been saying before was true. But now, what are you talking about? Before Moses, and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. We are not bothered by the type of people who live there. We have confidence in what God says. We have confidence in the one that ordered us to go there, not the people who are there. Listen to me. The people you mix with even here will either boost your faith or kill it. They will tell you why you cannot do what you want to do. If you keep listening to those type of... Now, take a look at what happened to these people. 10 people, 12 people were there. 10 people said something. 2 people said, no, it is not like that. But the result of the majority affected the entire nation. The report of 10 people affected the entire nation. The Bible speaking and said in verse... In Numbers 14, let's go to 14 now from verse 1. It says, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness, and wherefore had the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword? Well, you said, take a look at verse 2 again. And all the children murmured against Moses and against Aaron and the whole congregation, and said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Now you have left Egypt. Or would God that we are died in this. We are still in the wilderness. You can die there. In this wilderness. And then wherefore had the Lord brought us into this land? You have not entered that land. And what you are saying is the reason you will not enter the land. And they said, please put it up. And fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to remain into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and go back. And let's return to Egypt. Verse 5. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephne, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the people, children, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, which means our confidence is not in our weapons. We don't even have weapons. Our confidence is in God, the one that brought us out of, the one that could part the Red Sea for us. Did we use weapon against the Red Sea? He can do it for us. We have confidence in him. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. For their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade to stone the 2 people because of what they were saying, until God intervened. Listen to me, people of God. The news we bear has capacity to ruin or make. Be careful. Be careful of the kind of news you bear around to people. News, what comes out of your mouth, has capacity to kill or to make. Don't listen to what is not will not boost your faith. Don't ever tell anybody what will derail their faith. Paul, writing to Timothy, he said, Timothy, be very careful of your faith. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And then later, he said to him, why? Be careful of science. Because science can ruin your faith. Don't let your confidence be in these things. Let your confidence be in God. Philippians 3:3, he says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. Paul speaking there. And then finally, Paul said, because we have no confidence in the flesh, I can do all things. Number three, quickly. God passionate powered faith. God passionate powered faith. In other words, whatsoever we want to do that is powered by passion for God, not for self. Powered by passion for the things of God. Those are the type of faith that works. One day, God's servant Bishop Thomas Aremu said, they were walking towards a crusade, and it started raining in that city, in the city for a long time. And then he said, by passion, he came up on the altar and said, if it rains in the next 1 week, I am not called. That was when the program will start. The program will start tomorrow. See, if it rains here, he said, and then the rain stopped. They were having the program, and on the last day of the program, he said to them, everyone, as the Lord liveth, by 4 p.m., there shall be torrents of rain. Torrential rain here. He said he was even still in the office. He was still doing some work after the program. It was his wife that reminded him, sir, God does not look at the prophet that said so. Let's go quickly. He said he quickly packed his things, and as they entered the house, 2 minutes later, rain started. He said, it is not because I want people to see me as anything, or it was because of the passion for the people of God. Passion for God. Not for self, not for to be clapped for, but passion for God. The Lord is changing your story. Amen. It was that passion that made Elijah say, rain, stop. Rain, start. He said to the prophet, you better run now because there will be rain shortly. And then he said, Elias was a man of like subjects like us. James 5, 17 to 18. And he prayed earnestly. That is my rain on the earth. And he prayed 3 years and 6 months. There was no rain. And he prayed again. And the heavens gave rain. Passion for God. What was the secret? He said, Lord, I have been so jealous for you. I am jealous for you. I am jealous for you is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. When you have passion for God, you pray for somebody behind the scene and it returns to testimony. Why? Because you are not even looking for them to add you in the equation. I said humorously in the first service, some people will pray for somebody, something happens, and when they are sharing the testimony, you didn't mention my name. You forgot I was the one that lay hands. Did you forget? That will be the last testimony. Things happen through you. Give God all the glory. Why? Not because you want to be seen, but because of your passion for people of God and for God. That is faith. Those type of passion boosted faith is the faith that works. Number four. Seed and harvest time driven faith. Seed and harvest time driven faith. This simply means it is the farmer's kind of mentality, farmer's kind of faith. Farmers never doubt when they put seed in the ground, they know the result, the end result is harvest. Farmers don't doubt the seed that is put in the ground, they know it must result in harvest. That is the farmer's kind of faith. Genesis 8:22, While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Why? Because it's a covenant. Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which we swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. The faith that must walk is the faith that is the father's, the farmer's kind of faith. As long as there is seed, says the farmer, there has to be a harvest. Now, listen to this very carefully. The farmer that is sowing corn knows that it must not exceed 3 months. Harvest must come. That is faith. That is, it has happened so much that there, it is now his faith. The farmer planting cocoa will not go back after 3 months because the corn farmer has started harvesting. The farmer that sows cocoa waits 4.5 years before he starts eating and begins to eat forever. Faith that I cannot go back there after 1 year. I can't go back after 1 month. I just need to be nurturing it before it comes out. 4.5 years minimum. And then I begin to eat. That kind of faith is the farmer's kind of faith. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as the purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Having the farmer's kind of mentality is faith. Glory to God. Number 5, characteristics of the faith that works. Authority conscious faith. Authority conscious faith. The faith that works must be authority conscious. He said in Luke chapter 9 and verse 1-2, and he called his 12 disciples together and gave them not only power, he added authority to it. And because he added authority, over what? Over devils. And to cure diseases. So in verse 6, they exercised their authority. He said, and they departed, went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Having authority simply means we are in charge. Based on what the commander tells us, we are in charge. And when an army commander tells you are in charge, everybody better obey what you say. Everybody obeys what you say. Because the army commander says, now I'm living for somewhere, but this man is the one. He may be a recruit, but he's the one in charge. Why? Authority has been handed over to him. We got that in scriptures very vividly in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 10. That's why the centurion speaking, he said, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, no, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I'm a man, so I command them. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth them. So when Jesus heard this, he said to them that followed, verily I see unto you, I have not found so great faith. So no, not in Israel. So what was he saying to Jesus? Sir, you have authority, just say it. Everything will obey you. You have authority, just say it. You have authority, use it. That is authority boosted faith. Any prayer that you keep praying and praying and praying and praying and praying over and over and over again is because you don't have faith. You have said it. Heaven has stamped it. Wait to see it. You have said it. Heaven has stamped it. Wait to see it. Jesus said, I have given you authority. Go and manifest. And then they manifested it again at the gate called Beautiful. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verses 6-8. Then said Peter, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And when he saw that it wasn't going to obey, he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And when they asked them in verse 16, and his name, they said, what's going on here? He said, his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The authority in his name is the reason for our boldness. And then in Acts chapter 9, 32 to 34, and it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints that dwell at Lydda, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Authority conscious faith. And you know that when you say it, the way you say it is the way you see it. That's why you cannot use that authority anyhow. If you say the negative, that's what you see. Because you have said so. He says, angels don't care what you have said. What you say, the first thing you say is what they are working with. He says, why should God destroy the works of your hands? Because of what you are saying. Authority, conscious faith. Just have faith that in this tongue of yours lies authority. That will caution you from saying the negative. Or somebody still steps out now and he sees his friend that is also have the same mind like him. And as they are going, bro, it is well. This nation is hard. Hard. I must tell you the truth, though. This nothing is working in this nation. Says you. What you say is what you see. I keep saying to people, what you said yesterday, you are a product of what you said yesterday. You will be a product of what you say today, tomorrow. Tell your neighbor, it is working. Say everything is working. It may look like it's not working. Say it to him. But it is working. That's why I'm here. That's why I can see you. That's why I know you are a man or a woman. Because it is working. My brain is working. My kidneys are working. My system is working. My eyes are working. I can hear you. It means my ear is working. Glory to God. So what's not working? Everything is working. Glory to God. Number six, finally. Sacrificial provoked faith. Or sacrifice provoked faith. Look at what Psalm 126 says. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. He says, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. But they didn't know the root of what God has done for us. Here is where it is, where it starts from. Verse 5 now. He said, verse 6, they that sow in tears, in verse 5, shall reap in joy. In other words, when we were sowing, we were crying, but we knew the end result of the sacrifice. We were sowing and crying. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall without a doubt come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Without a doubt. Doubtless means without a doubt. There is nothing that can stop his return with sheaves. He's going now. He's weeping. People are mocking him. Things are happening. But at his return, that's when people will now be asking, we don't know what they are doing. The man bought this is 2023. He bought a 2025 Benz. And now you are angry. What do they even need this Benz for? Many years ago, when I didn't have money for first class, we entered the plane. For those of us, especially when we were coming to Canada, I saw some people, I saw that they put cotton there. I was wondering, what are they doing there? When we got to Amsterdam, those of us that were cramped in one area, we got to Amsterdam, the first thing was, says, well, those guys came out with their newspapers. Just came out and were just walking and walking. And then they went and sat somewhere waiting for the next flight. And nothing, everything was fine. Then we'll now be saying, even me inclusive, all of us are going to get there at the same time. Why are they buying first class? Why are they wasting money? All of us will get there at the same time. The first day I entered first class. The reason you are not in it is because you are not in that class. That's why you are angry. Because you are not in the class. They don't know your investment. That's why they are not happy with you. When they see your investment, when he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And then he starts dancing. Hey, come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see who. What the Lord has done for me. If it were to be you, I will surely pay. If you are the one that did it, I will pay. But come and see what he has done. I went crying. I came back rejoicing. Sacrificial kind of mentality. It is not convenient, but I will still do it. It's not convenient, but I will do it anyway. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. God is committed to our settlement. And he will say to you this morning. Amen. I said, God will say to somebody this morning. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a long time, after that ye have suffered a while, what will he do? He will establish you. He will perfect what he has started. And then he will strengthen you. And finally settle you. You will be settled in this service. Someone will be settled in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. But you need to say enough. There are times you must say, look, enough is enough. Enough is enough. By faith, every day is God's day. The day we say enough is our day. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. For he saith, I have had thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So the day we are set to say enough is the day we attract his attention. Settlement, if you take a look at it, starts with S-E-T. So the day you are set is the day you will receive the balance of settlement. The day you are set, then you receive settlement. Somebody, I said, will be settled in this service. Amen. Proverbs 3:27-28, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. God has it in his hand, and he will not withhold it when we are set. Take a look at three people who were set. The paralytic man in Mark 2:3-5. When there was no way to come in, to get into the room, he took off the roof. He said, no, I'm not coming back again. It must be done today. Blind Bartimaeus, they tried to stop him. People were discouraging him. Hey, why are you waiting? Why are you shouting? Why are you shouting? He said, well, stop me if you can. Stop me if you can, but I won't keep quiet until I get his attention. He finally got his attention and he got his testimony because he was tired. Again, the woman of Canaan, Jesus referred to her as a woman with great faith. Number one, He was calling Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus ignored her. Again, they went again and keep going. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately, his leprosy, is that Matthew? Glory to God. I said, Matthew 15, 22 to 20. Behold, a woman of Cana came to the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. That is ignoring her. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, since you are not answering her, send her away now. Then keep going. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. First insult. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered again and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. He said, well, that's the truth. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. In other words, abuse me from today till tomorrow, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Until you answer me, I'm not leaving here today. Until you get to that stage of saying enough, the matter may continue. You know why there are so many challenges where we are coming from? Even when students want to protest, Aluta, what does that mean? The struggle. That's why struggle never stops. The struggle just keeps continuing and continuing. Why? Because of what they are saying. This woman said, no, I am tired. Anyone that is tired cannot be stopped. When you are truly tired, you cannot be stopped. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And her daughter was set free. Now, three things that should boost your faith as we pray. Number one, remember, our God is ever willing. Our God is ever willing. Matthew 8, 2 to 3. Our God is, he said, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, if you will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and saying, I will. So our God is ever willing. Number two, not only is our God ever willing, our God is ever able. He's not just willing, he's ever able. Mark 10, 27, and Jesus looking upon them, said with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. So if our God is ever willing and our God is ever able, then number three, our God is ever ready. He's always ready. He says, when do you need it? They say, now. He says, if you need it now, then take it now. 2 Corinthians 6, 2. Our God is ever ready. The question though is, if God is willing, God is able, God is ready, are you ready? Are you ready? In this service, we turn all your challenges to testimonies.
Amen.
God cannot deny you of settlement when you are ready. Everyone that is ready settles them. If you are ready, be the first to rise on your feet. Glory to God. Someone that is ready, lift up those hands, say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. Settle me in this service. You will settle me in this service because I'm ready. Thank you, Holy One. Blessed be your name. Thank you, King of Glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you all adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before we pray this morning, somebody is here that wants to say, Lord, I need the first settlement, which is salvation. Settle me in this service. The first settlement is salvation. Lord Jesus, settle me. If you are not settled like that, you will just be making noise this morning. God forbid. Someone else wants to say, Lord, I did know you before, but I walked out on you. But now I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not this morning? Someone that wants to say, Lord, I need to be born again. Put your right hand on your heart. Listen to me. Stop looking left and right. Just focus on your God. There is nobody here, including the pastor, that can say to you. And there is nobody here, including the pastor, that can condemn you. It's between you and your heavenly Father. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. The Lord bless you, my brother. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, online and on ground, repeat these words after. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them, the same grace will preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downward, bear fruit upwards. And Lord, they will be the first to be settled. Amen. And your name glorified. Amen. Thank you, Holy One. Jesus, most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. You said that prayer in your heart. I saw a hand there. I didn't know if you dropped it again. If you said that prayer in your heart, just wave your hands to Jesus wherever you are. Just wave your hands to Jesus. If you said that prayer in your heart, the Lord bless you, my sister. Please come over very quickly, very quickly, very quickly. You said that prayer in your heart. Please come over very quickly. Let me just pray. Disgrace the enemy. Come over right now. Somebody is still there. You said that prayer in your heart. You want to give your life to Jesus or you want to rededicate your life. Why not come out very quickly, very quickly? And if you are doing that online, send a text message to the number that has been displayed right now, and someone will be by your side to assist you. Be blessed in Jesus' marvelous name. The Lord bless you, my sister. Lord, I brought you here, will say to you, Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Take a look at this precious sister and the pastor. They just have one word to share with you, and then you join us again. The Lord bless you. Congratulations in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. You are blessed. Congratulations. Congratulations. Church, I thought you are still clapping. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before you pray your settlement prayer this morning, let me show you something to further boost your faith. Deuteronomy chapter 3 from verse 1. Deuteronomy 3 from verse 1. It says, and the Lord said unto me, fear not. Well, then we turned and went up the way of to Bashan, and Og the king. Verse 1. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Now verse 2. And the Lord said unto me, fear him not. Hey. Is there something you are still afraid of now? Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. Verse 3. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him until none was left of him remaining. And then in verse 4, it says, and we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. Now verse 5 is where I'm going. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars. All these cities were fenced, but even as they were fenced, they still submitted to us. We still took them, which means it does not matter what the barrier is between you and your settlement today. The Lord will clear it off. Lift up your voice now and begin to call on the God of heaven. Lift up your voice now. Lord Jesus, I call on you this morning. In this area of my life, I need settlement. In that area, I need settlement. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, King of Glory. Settle me, faithful Father. In this area of my life, in my finances, settle me. In my health, settle me. Lord Jesus, settle me. Settle me in this area. Settle me in that area, Lord. Settle me concerning my family. Settle me concerning my children. Settle me, Lord. This sickness is not my own. Take it away from me. Settle me in my body. Settle me in my system. Settle me in my health. Settle me in every area of my life. I receive settlement. Speak to him this morning. I receive settlement. No more struggle. No more struggle in my life. No more struggle in my life. I receive settlement and your name glorified. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. Amen. Somebody settled already. Amen. I said you are settled already. Amen. As you are going home, it will be evident to you. Amen. Before you return next week Sunday, you have received the testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your settlement will be, you make you an example to others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. On your way home, the Lord will settle someone. Amen. Before Sunday, the Lord is settling someone else. Amen. Before this month is finally over, your much awaited testimony is arriving. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many believe they have been settled? Glory to God.